Hello, my name is Dr. Latasha Schrader. I am a student advocate, school administrator, editor, and owner of Tempo Editing. I am pleased to welcome our guest, Dr. Nicole Pattison, to the podcast. Nicole began her educational career teaching at a residential treatment facility serving scholars in the Philadelphia and surrounding areas. She continued her career as a teacher in the School District of Philadelphia and then as an academic coach in a Philadelphia charter school. In July of 2017, Nicole joined the Chester Community Charter School family. After serving as an assistant principal and acting principal, Dr. Pattison is now the principal of Aston's House of Leadership, which serves scholars and families in sixth grade. In addition to earning both undergraduate and graduate degrees from Eastern University, Nicole recently completed her doctoral coursework in defense of her dissertation in educational leadership from St. Joseph's University. Her research is titled Taking a Knee, and focuses on the barriers of structural inequities with a solution of cultural competence. Dr. Pattison has an undeniable passion for educating and inspiring. She will continue impacting the lives of scholars, educators, and families. Let's get started. Which methodology did you use?
So for my research, I use the explanatory sequential methodology, which simply just means that my quantitative data, I deployed a quantitative survey, and that implored my qualitative research. So I did deployed a survey to about 30 educators, and then I conducted 6 qualitative research interviews from that survey.
I am very familiar with that because that's just the type of methodology I used as well. That's amazing. I ended up surveying, I think I had 60 respondents to my survey, and then I interviewed 3 educators. So wow, that's small world. But I think it gave me a richer study to do it that way.
Me too. I enjoy both. I initially was like, I'm just doing quant. I want to run the numbers. I want to, you know, just do it that way. But then I really wanted to highlight the voices through those numbers and just give those numbers a name and bring them to life. So.
Right. And it did require a little bit more time, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Which writing resources would you recommend for those currently writing their dissertation?
So I am a firm advocate of YouTube University.
Yes.
Especially when we looked at SPSS. I loved my first course of quantitative research, but YouTube University really was able to support and help me to go back and look at different videos. I actually used it a lot during the research portion of my dissertation as well, analyzing. I also used Peer Edit. My cohort were extremely close. So a lot of my cohort members, we look at each other's work. Our organization also offers a copy editor. And then, yeah, so we have copy editing that's included at a cost, but that's also support that we get twice during the process. And then other websites like Grammarly. I actually transcribed all of my interviews by hand, by myself, and just recording through Zoom.
You're good.
I have other cohort members who use sites like Otter and other paid transcription sites that were really beneficial due to them having increased interviews. You know, I only had 6 versus some who had 10, 12, 15.
Yeah. I used Otter as well. I found that user friendly, and I think I used a free version. So there's always free versions out there, listeners.
Yes.
You can always, pay to get an upgrade, but the free ones work pretty well too.
They are out there. Yes. If you don't know, ask one, but they are definitely out there.
Okay. Do you have any time management strategies to share?
I do. Another one of my cohort was just phenomenal, but another one of my cohort members created a timeline and a tracking sheet. So what I did was literally plan backwards as far as like planning out from my defense all the way backwards up into taking comp exams, studying for comps. Everything was like really timed and planned. So I was able to hold myself accountable in addition to us working together as a cohort. So we had classes for 3 years, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so after the coursework was completed after those 3 years, I still kept that same pattern that last year of writing to hold myself accountable. So I would still block off those 3 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays to make sure I was still getting something done.
That was really smart.
It was extremely helpful too.
Yes. Whatever works for you, do it, but make sure you have a schedule in place, whether it's working in the morning. Some people are fresher in the morning. Some people do it in the evening. Some people reserve weekends, but whatever it is you decide to do, make sure you're consistent and you stick with it. That's the main thing.
Yes, and also use people. Use people. People are like the greatest resource ever. Like my family holding me accountable, friends, people who understand who are in the program. Use people as well to hold you accountable to the goals and time management strategies you set.
Absolutely. Yes. Accountability partners. Sometimes I would do writing groups and we wouldn't even say anything. We would just get on Zoom and turn our cameras off and our mics off and just write, just because, you know, you have an appointment with those people. So it keeps you on track. Absolutely.
Another strategy real quick that was really helpful was, you know, sometimes you're like, all right, I have these 3 hours, but you know, the time and you just start to get distracted. So my chair actually gave me this idea of dedicating just 30 minutes a day. And just, you know, having that as a small bucket, like maybe you can't do 3 hours today. Life is in the way, but at least I can commit to 30 minutes of something and just chip away at it that way. So that was helpful too.
I like that. And I've done that several times where I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not feel like writing. Let me just go ahead and do this 30 minutes. But then once you're the 30 minutes passes, sometimes you're in the groove and you keep going. So,
So
for sure, I've done that several times. How did you overcome writer's block?
Breaks. A lot of breaks. So I would really be intentional. I'm really big on like self-care. Mm-hmm. And so when I would get writer's block, I would just step away. But then I would make sure I also was setting little benchmarks and goals for myself. So I'm like, all right, if you write, you get to do, you know, go to the gym. I like working out. So I'm like, all right, get this done and then you can go to the gym. Or if I felt like I was stuck at that time, I was like, all right, well, why don't you go to the gym and then you can come back after. So just kind of like bargaining with myself and just like doing self-interest things that I like. We also had writing retreats on Saturday sometimes. So I'll be like, all right, if I get through this whole day of writing, I'm going out to dinner or I'm going to a movie or just putting in little things just to treat myself and benchmarks to work towards. That really helps a lot with writer's block. And just being okay. You got to be okay with walking away. Like, don't force it. If you're in that space and you just feel like you can't go and you're getting frustrated, just walk away. Come back tomorrow or, you know what I mean?
And I would even do small treats like, okay, if I ride for 4 hours a day, I can go up the street to the ice cream store and get an ice cream sundae. Yes. I mean, it didn't even have to be anything big, you know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Just little stuff like that. You don't think it would make a difference, but it does.
Uh-huh. Netflix. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch two you know, sometimes those episodes, you can sit in front of it all day. So right. I'm like, all right, if I do this, I'm going to sit here and binge for a minute.
Right.
Just having balance.
Yes, absolutely. How would you describe your dissertation journey in one word and why?
So I was looking at this and I'm like, the word I would describe, it would actually be a phrase, but the word, if I had to pick one, it would be journey, but my phrase would be joy is in the journey.
Oh, okay.
And the reason
the
reason why I picked that is because even when I just defended January 24th, so it's like just a month, it's still fresh, but even just getting used to being called doctor and like coming to that, to the end, just understanding that all of the joy, the good, the bad, the nights that I cried, I was frustrated, you know, I was like, I can't do this anymore. But just knowing that I was resilient and I had a team of people supporting me. So the joy is really in the process. Like, it's great to be called doctor. It's great to put out a published piece of work and add to the field. But it was definitely a journey of both highs and lows. But it was a joyful journey because I learned so much about myself.
Yes.
I grew, I stretched myself in so many different ways that I didn't even think were possible. So definitely a journey, but a joyful one.
Yes. I know when you reflect and look back on it, like, man, I grew so much. Like, and you know, sometimes you don't even realize it while you're in it, but like after the fact, you're like, man.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes I'll come across. Sometimes I'll come across like one of my old papers or something from like very beginning of my doctoral journey. I'm like, man, I grew as a writer. Like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
There's such a difference.
Definitely. Even the stamina to like sit. And I'm like, I used to not be able to sit for so long. I could sit in the coffee shop from like 9 to 2 and just be like, all right, probably go do something else.
They definitely knew me in the local coffee shop. Yes. So I love books. So I have to ask, are you reading anything right now or are you taking a break?
I hope this counts. I'm listening to something.
Yeah,
so
that
I
counts.
Audible. Okay. So Audible, right now I'm reading Undefendable by Ryan Leake.
Okay.
And it's a great book, like a little mindset book. It's also, I'm a believer, so it's a Christian, a faith-based book.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just teaching about the skill and art of not being offended and just understanding the lineage of where we all come from and how people are always dealing with something and just kind of the art of understanding people and grace and love. So Unoffendable. It's a good, I'm about halfway.
Unoffendable. Okay. That sounds like something I would enjoy. I'm going to look that up because I have a 90-minute commute. So that'll give me something to listen to.
Yes, car rides and Audible, that's my thing.
Yes, for sure.
It's great.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to share about your experience with academic writing?
Just, you know, for people who are in the journey or thinking about starting the journey, don't think too long. Definitely don't think too long. One of my mentors before I got into the program was like, life is going to happen, mm-hmm. whether you start now or not. So you might as well get started. And that was some of the best advice I was ever
Absolutely.
Given. And then just be, you know, once you make that commitment, just be consistent. And then also engage in self-care. You're human. It's a very rigorous process. Sometimes it feels like hazing.
Yes.
Just be human, commit to it, and just enjoy the journey. It's a beautiful process. And when you get to the other side, you're able to look back and really understand how many different people and ways you're impacting whatever field that may be that you're choosing.
Yeah.
But just to enjoy the journey and just be consistent and also take care of you.
Yes. Enjoy the journey. It's easier said than done, but just
yes.
take time to like reflect like how far you've come. Like you can like, man, yeah. I wrote like 3 pages this week. Man, that was a lot. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So small victories.
Every little bit counts. Like you're essentially just chipping away every yeah. day by page, by paragraph, by word. Like eventually you're gonna hit that finish line.
So absolutely. Just, stick yeah. with it.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Patterson, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and being so open to sharing your dissertation journey.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Yes. Thank you. Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. We all know time is priceless. Information about my editing services can be found at tempoediting.com. That's TEMPO editing.com. Last, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow and share it with a fellow scholar.